Konnichiwa minasan, krim desu. Welcome to another episode of J-Rock On. First off, I would like to say that I got a new haircut. Yay! It's styled like Miyavi's from his Girls Be Ambitious PV. So I'm happy to look in the mirror every day and be reminded even more of Miyavi. And thank you everyone for looking at my video podcast. It was of me dancing to Senor, Senor, Senorita. Oh my gosh, I'm such a dorkwad. It's horrible. But thank you for your comments anyway. That was actually done the day before I got my hair cut, so it actually would have been cool if I waited another day, then you could have seen what it looked like. But I have pictures on my live journal. Sorry, conceited moment. On to the comments! Caddy, Alaclane, and Martino said that I can dance. You guys are crazy. I can't dance. I can't even look at that anymore. And oh my gosh, my best friend from school even commented. I can't believe it. Kristen, what are you doing looking at my podcast? Okay, on towards the other comments that I've received from my 12th podcast. Alisa, I'm sorry. You know, you're like my closest friend on the internet and I pronounced your name wrong. How horrible is that? I'm really sorry. High five to you for finding guys with pink hair sexy. Hooray! Yes, my brothers are cute but quite annoying. But I think I've played Miyavi way too many times around them that they're starting to memorize the songs, especially Senor, Senora, Senorita. Sing the Miyavi song.
What Miyavi song?
Step by step. So it's not much, but I found it cute. Thanks again, Alisa, for listening to my podcast and leaving me such a long comment. Yay! Love you! Martina, I'm glad that you enjoyed Kra's cover for Gazzetto. I knew you'd like that because it's like a perfect mixture, right? I will try and play more Gazzetto for you. And yeah, I do like the Senor, Senora, Senorita PV better than the Gig Pig Boogie one. I don't know, I think it's because Miyavi is more sexier in that PV. And yes, there may be a new single in the spring. He does work pretty fast. He's not even letting our pockets recover, you know? So I think that he should pay us back with lots and lots of fan service. Yeah, I am continuing with these podcasts, even though my bandwidth is diminishing and I'm running out of space. I hope you guys like this other format that I'm doing, even though it does take a while to load. I don't know, my bandwidth is being exceeded, but I don't even know who's listening to this. You guys really need to comment, so please do that. I hate to ask, but if you want, you can give a small donation here for me to pay for an upgraded account. So then it'll be more faster and easier, I guess. But you don't have to. I mean, if you guys don't mind this new format thing that I have, then it's alright. Moving on. Meve said that she also got the single. I don't understand why the people at your school would think that Miyavi is a girl on that CD cover when he's wearing a fake mustache. I mean, he looks manly on that CD cover. But on other pictures of Miyavi, he does look feminine, so I don't know, it doesn't bother me, but I can understand why they would think that. If you have ever seen his photo shoot for Shock's January 2006 issue, you will see Princess Miyavi, or Bride Miyavi. He's so pretty, I love it. He's got long hair and curls. It's probably my favorite photo shoot of him right about now. Yeah, he can look good as both a girl and a boy. That song that I played in the middle, it was a cover that Kra did for Gazzetto. It's called Linda Candy Dive Pinky Heaven. I'm sorry that I wasn't clear on that. I think that's the one that you're referring to. The other one is Gakuto's song called Longing. So I don't know which song you were talking about, but yeah. Anyway, I should play a song. So I told Michan that I would play Gilgamesh. So this song is going to be Having Betrayed Is Why. Let him And that was Having Betrayed Is Why by Gilgamesh. They're going to be releasing a new maxi single on April 5th, 2006. It's going to be called Ray Zero or Zero Zero. I don't know, I can't read kanji that well, but yeah. Next up is an interesting song by Kirito. It is his cover for Nirvana's song Smells Like Teen Spirit. That song is very incoherent to begin with. Like, the way Kurt Cobain sings it, I can't understand what he's saying, so Kirito's English doesn't help it become any more understandable. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy. Here is Kirito's cover for Smells Like Teen Spirit. Enjoy!
Yeah.
I'm glad that this is a full version of the Nirvana cover, unlike Haido's, which was only like a minute long. And speaking of Haido, it was his birthday on January 29th. And he also shared a birthday with Hideki from Siam Shade and Fubuki from Flare. On January 31st was Kaito's birthday from Wizard. And on February 1st would have been Kami's birthday, formerly the drummer of Malice Mizer. Rest in peace, Kami-sama. And also on the 1st was Gaz's birthday. He too used to be in Malice Mizer and he used to be the drummer. He was the drummer before Kami. And on the 1st was also Ruki's birthday from Gazetto and Tomoyasu Hote from Bowie. On February 2nd was Hisashi's birthday from Grey. February 3rd was Shun's birthday from Dual Jewel. Sasi from Sex Machine Guns and Aki from Shido. On February 4th was Val's birthday from Dual Jewel and Sin, a former member of D. And February 5th is Daishi's birthday, the vocalist of Psycho Rushem, and also Now's birthday from Kagura. I have a lot of songs to play and not a lot of time, so I'll start off with Haido. He's like 37 now, right? So he's like wine, he only gets better with age. So here is another English song. It is the English version of Countdown. Enjoy!
To save you.
And here is Regret, a live performance by Gakuto and Kami. It's very soothing. The original version is only Gakuto playing the piano, but in their live concert, it is a duet between Gakuto and Kami. So here is Regret. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And in honor of Rookie's birthday, here is Antipop by Gazzetto. Daishi, a song from his first single. He has straightened up now, and hopefully he'll be starting activity soon. His first maxi single was actually produced by Mia of Mook. I guess this song kinda has a Mook flavor to it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Mook and Psycho Dusham are actually good friends. But before I play this song, please remember to comment. And if you have a Podomatic account, please vote for J-Rock On's layout. And so here is Jitsuroku Shonen Hanzai Kika Gaku by Kajinaga Daishi. Thank you for listening. Ja ne, minasan.
界俺の理性恨む愚かな罪と欲望も果てるバッドな状態で孤独を抱いた子供はゼブラゾーン落ちてもサバでライト周回剣も破壊息裏向かい冷たい世の中実力少年犯罪機科学と黒社会荒ぶる獅子に触れないの話そう百獣百花の頂点に立ち生きてく条件生かされた少年ここからバックれたら振り出し吐き出しそうな俺の欲から泣き出しそうな君の冷めた眼差し鬼に表現窓の外見上げた空には笑わない月と悲しげな星が
知り触れないの花